everybody, and welcome to the Liz and Jenny Show. I'm Jenny. The beautiful blonde in red is Liz, and I am participating. I have red pants on.
See it. Let's see it. Get your leg up.
I'm not even going to try.
Do it. Then no one believes you. I'm not gonna vouch for you.
The camera space is way up here. I'm not going to attempt it right now.
Not going to vouch for you until we see the knee. Just give us a knee.
You're not even going to see my knee.
You can do it.
I'll have to wheel really far.
You did it! Good job, Jenny.
Oh, Red Shirt Thursday. How are you today, Liz? I mean, the market's red.
Yeah.
I was trying not to open my account and not to look at it.
You know what? Next time it's down and we want it up, we should just wear green to thwart Red Shirt Thursday.
Forget Red Shirt Thursday.
Forget
it. You know, whenever we have a big down day, it's usually on a Thursday.
No.
We used to say that all the time. What was it? Was it last Thursday? Because Monday, Tuesday, we were up. Was it last Thursday? Let's go to the platform. I'm going to go to SPY. If it's always a Thursday, then we can maybe be better prepared. So today,
we say always because it feels, sometimes it just hurts.
Okay, sometimes this is a Thursday, and I'm going to go back 7 days. Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, Friday.
Jenny, this fun fact, Thursday. Do you want me to go to the calendar and give you the date so you can be accurate?
But last week, the whole week.
April 18th. Yeah, they were all down. Well, it's Meta. Meta's taking down the market. We were leaving our meeting yesterday.
Well,
I was in the elevator, and Tony Batista goes, Facebook's down 100. I was like, oh.
But it's really more a number that came out this morning. So when that number came out, Spooz went from down 40 to now they're down 70. The market really took a hit when the number came out this morning.
Yeah, with all good news, by the way.
Really?
From a network that shall not be named, it was all good news.
I don't know.
So that's what's bothersome. But nonetheless, let's take a look at what we have going on. Go to Meta, because that's our problem child right now.
Oh, we've got that. It's honestly not as bad as I thought, because I thought it would have blown through and been a full loss. We collected $1.38. I don't know if you remember this yesterday. So
yeah. So I didn't want $800 in risk to the upside, so we narrowed it.
We took in $1.38. We have a $5 wide, so you would think we'd be out almost $400, and we're only out $277, which means they're saying there's a chance that this is going to bounce back up above this $450. Right now, this is worth $387. It still has another $120 to lose.
It's bouncing. You can see that it was 16, like it was just 420. You're seeing 1680 at 1750 on one of those markets. It was just bouncing around while you were talking.
You could look right here at the out of the monies.
It still does have some, but I want to show the bouncing around because you see it 380, you see it 410, you see it all over the place. That's the wide market in there. There is still some extrinsic value in there. We can close this and walk away.
So there's still...
I say we save ourselves $120, $130, hit it. Get filled for $370.
So if we were going to roll out in time, what I would do would be buy this back and just sell a new put spread out in time.
100%.
$380, if we could save ourselves $120.
Leave it in and see if you can get filled. Oh, you already have a closing order in.
Oh, we do?
Apparently.
Okay, so...
Oh, remember we put it in for 90% or something to that effect?
And it's possible it could bounce back up $15.
But hey, it's okay.
We're lucky that so
if you get filled at 380, we only lost like $150.
If we get filled at 380, we collected $1.40 roundabout.
Yeah.
$140.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, hit that button, Jenny Andrews. If you can get filled there, great. Leave it.
No, it's 200. 140, 240, 340, $240.
It's not bad. Like I said, either way, you're saving yourself
better than 400.
You're saving yourself $120.
I've got the 380 bit in.
Okay. So that's in. We'll see if we can get hit. What else? Ooh, Royal Caribbean was up. We did not do anything in that.
No, we didn't do anything. Earnings trades.
But today is our future segment. Today is Thursday.
Oh.
We jumped into Meta. I was telling John, we're just sticking to the schedule, super producer. We are trading futures today. We're going to take a look at these. And one of the reasons I noticed that is our HG has run out of time. It has 100% run out of time.
So HG, okay. This 413, 415 call spread is completely in the money by a lot.
Yeah. Close it.
So I'm going to close it. Let me cancel this working order. And then there are some things in the futures world to take a look at.
For sure.
I don't even know what is the... Oh, yeah, it would be 4.2 would be...
So, is it... Yeah. I mean, you can try there. You're probably going to have to pay.
Well, here's the where you come into play of, like, how much is the tick? I'm not going to pay that much. I'm better off exercise and assignment.
Hit it. Let's see if you can get filled here, though.
What's a tick?
I didn't
see it. $12.50.
Exercise and assignment.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Unless you can get filled it, too.
Which I don't think so.
I mean, put it in. You might be able to be. There's a real chance, you know.
I'll leave it, but I don't want to give up $12.
No, leave that. And if it doesn't get filled, we get exercised and assigned. Call it a day.
Yeah.
$5 by $5.
When you have one in the money and, like, both are in the money, one would exercise, one would assign. If it were trading in the middle, we wouldn't leave it.
That's what I did to my 6J while I was on the Royal Caribbean cruise.
That's what I did to my 6J, and I wasn't on the Royal Caribbean cruise. I just got exercised.
I just let it go. And then I had a panic attack. I'm not going to have a panic attack here. It is so far through it. There's no way this is going to come back in the middle of the night when I'm not paying attention and come back in. Now, I had read an article yesterday that all the metals are going crazy because, I mean, the need for copper is huge now.
So we see. This really didn't have the pullback that gold. So gold last week or this week.
Gold pulled back, but not as much as you think.
It had these couple down days.
Yeah, but not that much.
But it doesn't look like copper never had that.
Never had that. But this still isn't that much of a pullback in gold. And we're getting, you know, a little bit of it's getting some wings under it today.
And we have this SI position that had a pullback too. We've got a ratio spread probably right at the...
super far. I looked at this when silver had its down move, and I was like, we're still good. And I kind of like the ratio spreads in futures because it's kind of like, if it goes down here, because this is big, we can make a little bit more money.
Yeah, it's big. So the bigger thing in the futures world today, I think, are the bonds.
The bonds.
Which, all right, so we have ZB. We have
an iron condor.
We have an iron condor in ZB. And as far as ZT goes, this is ugly.
I think it's a full loss, probably, is my guess.
I mean, look at this ZT.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
This is the 2-year.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do with I don't know what to do with my ZT position. I don't know what to do with my yen position.
The 6J?
Yeah, 6J.
Okay, so let's look at all these.
We're going to look at all of those, because these are problem children for many people.
So we don't have a 6J in here right now, right? Our 6J, we just let it go. I think you and I both let it go as well.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll look.
So I don't think we have a 6J position, and we do have a ZT position. Now, ZT is just a put spread. Let's see how much we have left to go in here.
Let's see what the days are. 29 days till expiration. I think risk put spread. We leave it. This is one of them.
Is it through? Can I see it in the option chain?
Okay, so this is the one that when Anton was on, we widened it out.
Yeah, Anton.
Thanks a lot, Anton.
He's coming on tomorrow, and I'm going to have a few choice words for him.
We widened it. So we took more risk.
Now, if I'm understanding correctly, and I'm not mad at Anton, I'm kind of kidding, but like right now, what Anton would have done is being like, widen hey, get the money. Widen it again.
Yeah, now my long is at the money. Let me move it.
Now, how about now?
I'll take in another, you know, $400.
And add $1,000 in risk. I don't know what that risk is. Actually.
I don't even know. I think we have to leave it, but at the 21-day mark, we roll it.
Okay, I like it. What other features? So 6J, we do. I apologize. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. We do have a 6J.
Now, 6J, there's only 8 days to go.
And yes.
Well, let's see where this is.
It's pretty far.
This is why we left it. Max loss.
Yeah, this is going to be exercised and assigned. That's why it's sitting there.
And look at 6J. I was at the table yesterday saying, like, what do I do with my 6J? And Tony said, if we don't want to look like Tom when we're older, we should stop trading it.
To save yourself.
Save yourself.
Well, it is interesting. I like the Japanese yen. I do believe that it was a fun trading vehicle. I'm very, very happy that you and I, Jenny, have defined our risk in this. Mm-hmm. I do not believe that I have learned that lesson in the bonds. I am completely undefined risk, and it's hurting. It's hurting. So 6J does not bother me at all.
Well,
this is a defined risk. We were bullish at 0.0066, and now it's 0.0064. There's nothing we can do but sit on this. We defined our risk. That's something you say, thank God I defined my risk. It's got 8 days left.
If we've gotten into some of these products at extremes. Like, it seems like it's at extreme. We're in, and the extremes keep getting worse and worse and worse. If you had no position, would you say, get in right now?
But no, here's the deal. I say that about commodities. I've said this since I will get up on my high horse and say this every single time. They don't stop moving in the direction they're moving. Really, ever.
Well,
I mean, they don't. They don't stop until they, like, the bottom is never the bottom in a commodity. You know what I mean? They can gain steam in either direction.
In either direction.
Yeah.
Well, as far as this, it's defined risk, and I don't think we need to add to it.
No. That's going to be gone.
HG is going to be gone. Our MCD is just a...
Canadian dollar. It's just a one line.
Canadian dollar. I'm not too
micro.
Worried about that.
Where did we get in? Can I see that on the chart? The chart?
Where did we... trade price 7373.
I just want to see it on the chart to see... You know what? It'll show you where it is. There we go.
Right here.
Okay. Because that's coming back a little bit, I guess. Yeah.
Can I come back? Making a comeback. Public service announcement. If anyone has 2YY, 10Y, they have to be rolled by the end of the month.
Thank you, Jenny. I do. They have to be rolled by the 30th.
Last trading day of the month, which is coming up.
Yes.
Because today is the 25th.
Correct.
So, where is the yield curve right now? Do you have that on?
I do, but I don't, the math is, can we just pull it up?
Yeah, let's look. Let's look. Okay.
2Y, 10Y.
10Y.
Because I'm in our account, not my account right now.
2YY. And let's take a look at the yield curve right now. So 217.
Hmm.
Really? I mean, it's not bad.
Why is that chart only so...
Because it's the new future, right?
Why do you only have like 6 bars?
Because it's the new 2YY, 10, it's K.
Oh.
Because what would be the last month?
Hold on, let me go to my account quick.
Because it's bringing us to K.
Why?
2Y.
10YJ, 10YJ, 2YYJ, sorry.
Okay, so let me try that. So
just delete the whole thing.
2YYJ4.
Yep. And then 2YK4.
And then 10YK4. Enter. There we go.
It's still only.
Now it says 315.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the yield curve has been getting, you know, coming in. But we don't have this on right now. But if you have 2YY, I do have some 2YY positions. They have to be rolled. By, like, Tuesday?
Rolled or closed or thrown in the towel, Jenny. Or Tuesday. Let me see what the date is. The last trading day is Tuesday. I mean, it's easier to roll early, and it is Tuesday.
Are we going to have a rally? Booze down 69. Is it going to rally?
I don't know if I can do this with you. Let's just hit the E-mini S&Ps. I want to see their low. Because we were in the car. So I know I was just going to ask you the question, but I know your answer is going to be like, I don't know. What was the low of the day?
I think I left my house. Do you want me to go to this?
I want to see the low of the day. Yes.
So I can't read the low today is 50.22.
Okay, so we're rallying.
down only 68 now. We're rallying. Mm-hmm. Having a little rally.
Having a little rally.
There's a rally in the alley. Get your stocks. There's a rally in the alley. Get your stocks.
Keep going.
There's a rally in the alley. Then what's the next part?
There's a rally in the alley. There's a rally
in the
alley.
Oh, this is brilliant writing. I thought it was a little bit better than that.
I believe that was coined by Cutter.
Really?
Yes.
Talented.
Yeah, Cutter from the trading floor. Okay.
All right. So let's look at the 0DTE. SPX, 0DTE. You think there's going to be a jump?
Well, yeah, I do.
Sell that for $1.75.
Oh, geez. No, Jenny, don't stay. You're within the expected move for the cycle?
It's today. I said, if you think there's going to be a rally, we can get in and out of this.
I don't think there's going to be that much of a rally.
By the end of the show.
You're 5 points away from your long strike. Pull that thing down.
It's a 0DTE. This is like if you think it's going up, whether you buy a call spread or sell a put spread, you're not going to.
100%. I just like to get out of the way of the expected move for the cycle and take less.
This is not a trade that I'm leaving.
She's
on
crazy, ladies and gentlemen.
No, this is one that I would leave on for like 20 minutes, not the whole day.
I don't know.
If you go further and you take.
Spoos are now down 70. They are now crashing again.
And
we were just down 68.
Oh my goodness. As far as the futures go.
No, we've kind of managed all the futures. We've got the ZB. We looked at everything. Is there anything we want to put on? We have silver on. We have a GDX position, so we don't need GLD. Yeah. Is there, I mean, what are your softs? What are
We haven't been looking at
corn, wheat, soybeans.
Yeah. Let's take a look. But I think the bonds are the real, that's the real story today. Because everyone thought they couldn't go lower and they're lower.
Yeah. True.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Everyone thought they couldn't go lower and they're lower. Now, we have an iron condor on here. We could see, are the calls, is it almost nothing to take the calls off? 0.06.
$125.
No. I don't know. Is that what that 0.06 is?
Honestly, this is, we're still within, we get 29 days left. Let's just follow the rules.
Wait a second.
At 21 days till expiration, let's just close this or roll it out in time. This is not being tested yet.
50, 70.
$12.
Wait a second. Do you see when I pay more? This is 6 ticks. And if I pay 7 ticks, it makes.
Your max profit less. Yeah. Because you're closing.
Max loss, $62.50.
Yeah.
Then you're paying more for it. 6 ticks. How much is 6 ticks?
Put a 6 tick in. Go to something with 6 ticks. Just sell it.
$78. Yeah. Or $93.75.
So leave.
$78.
But we're not being tested. Let's just follow the rules. The rules are, this isn't even being tested. We still have a 30 delta in the puts that we're in. Ironically, we're not being tested.
If you take a look at TLT, which it's at 87. When we've seen this level before, everyone's all gung-ho on, like, Jade Lizards.
Mm-hmm.
Jade Lizards and TLT.
But there's only a 19 rank here.
Is that surprising?
We've got ranks everywhere across the board. Mm-hmm. Like I said, let's look at the new futures. We got to focus on the positive, not on the negative, Jenny.
All right.
We manage all the futures. I think we leave it. We're going to follow
Although I do say a TLT Jade Lizard does not look bad. If you look at this, you're at the 84 put, 91.92 call spread, $1.05, and only using 1,400.
So because it's so low, it uses so little capital. Because when it was up high, we were using $2,000 on it.
Because it's only $87 now.
But we also already have that in ZB. We have basically.
No, we have an iron condor in ZB.
We have the iron condor in ZB, but the downside is what's closer. The risk is on the same side.
Right, but that's just a small defined risk trade. I'm just saying, if I had nothing, Jade Lizards and TLT don't look bad.
They don't look bad. But for us, we have the risk of the same side in the ZB because it's the same trade.
But it's a maybe defined risk trade.
I think if 6 ticks is $990.
No, $78.
If 6 ticks is $78, I think we collected more than that.
What?
Or I think our risk is more than that. How wide is it?
It's not that bad.
Especially because the ZT, when you moved it with Anton, was bigger than a breadbasket.
No, I know, but ours isn't. It's not. We don't need to put this on. I'm just saying the TL. If someone's looking for a Jade Lizard, if I were looking for a Jade Lizard in TLT, it's not bad. Get your break even to 83.
No, this is not bad. We already have almost a cent. It's kind of like when, was it Alex who ran our boards? He's like, I'm locked and loaded in TLT and TBT. And we're like, he's like, I'm bullish one and bearish the other. We're like, oh my God, it's the same trade.
This isn't the same thing. This is like if you started small enough and you didn't start at your max size, this is like adding to it.
It's like adding to it, correct.
Yeah. It's adding to it. If you didn't, and which is why we say trade small. So if it goes against you, you can add to it if you want.
Yeah, I don't want to with a 19 rank.
No.
19 rank. Okay, so let's keep going.
All right.
So that is like the same thing in TLT. We don't want to look at soybeans and corn and all those things. Yeah. We're kind of done there. That's fine.
Yeah.
We've got bigger fish to fry today. We've got.
What's the pair doing today? So we've got today the Russell down 1.5. ES down 1.3. Let's take a look at that pair. We've been in and out of that pair a couple times.
The small version of it, not the big version.
Yeah, buying the M2K and the micro E-mini Russell and selling the ES, MES.
MES, yeah, not the ES.
The micro E-mini and yep. Doing this 2x1. Oh, it popped earlier today and because earlier today Russell was up.
Yeah.
And now it's right here at this level.
So, I mean.
And it had this pop up last week.
So I don't mind the pairs trades here with this.
We'll keep an eye on it. If it comes back down here, we can get back in.
It's down at its low today. It's down where it was the low today.
It's low today.
Yeah. How much is this?
But because we kind of missed this pop last week, I think I'd wait till it gets back down to this level.
I do too. I just want to just, I think it's what, $2,000?
$3,000? $2,700.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll wait. That's it.
Okay, only because we've got a lot to do today. We've got a lot of earnings that we did, and we've got a lot of earnings on deck here from Twitter. Let's kind of go
Do you want to pop into Twitter?
Yeah, we could. We could pop into Twitter.
I don't know that there's any other, there's not like any other future we're dying to get into.
So let's pop into Twitter real quick, because this came in 8 hours ago and I thought it was pretty good.
All right, let's see.
If we could pop in, I can read it too. This is from Punished Pixels. Ever considered a black swan hedge? So this was 8 hours ago. So this was, you know,
whatever. We were ready for
two
it.
In the morning. Yeah.
So it's not that today's a black swan.
No, not that it is, but ever considered, I wonder if they were watching it overnight, ever considered a black swan hedge using a put credit ratio spread, selling five puts and buy seven puts on ES or NQ for 90 to 120 days out, preferably something like a 3 to 5 delta range. So this would be selling five puts and buying seven. So it's anytime you're not 1-to-1, it's a ratio. So I do like a hedge using put credit ratio spreads. I'm usually 1-to-2.
He's an ES or NQ.
So let's go to ES.
Okay.
So go to ES. He's looking.
And he said he's around the 3-to-5 delta range.
3-to-5 delta range and 90 to 120 days out. So go 120 days out just
That's
because.
That's far.
It is far. But we're just following what they're looking at.
Yeah.
So 120 days out, you're going to get, when I'm doing these ratio spreads as hedges, on a down day, you get really far if you're going far out in time.
So, okay, let's go to the platform.
Let's pop in the platform. I'll keep this up so I can read it.
Now.
This is still in future, so it still is kind of relevant for our future segment.
This August 30th is 127.
Okay, that's fine. I was going to say do the 113 just to kind of split the difference, the weeklies.
Okay, if we go down to the 5 delta, so 5 to 3 delta, I would think he would be, when he said selling five, and then the 3 delta, by
7. Wait, if you're doing a ratio spread, you're flipping. Don't you buy and then sell more? Yeah, so you're selling seven. Perfect. So you got it
no,
in.
No, wait, I'm buying seven. I think, because otherwise you're paying a lot. Otherwise it's just like buying a bunch of put spreads.
Yes.
See what I mean? I felt like he's trying to not pay for it.
So here you're.
But it is a hedge up against a black swan because you have two extras. See what I mean?
Yes. So it's interesting because in my mind, my ratios, when I'm doing a downside protection, I'm buying one and selling two, or any ratio, so I'm selling more because that's where your sweet spot would be to the
and
downside.
And he's buying more.
We don't know that he's buying more.
Yeah, he said.
He said sell five puts. Yeah, you're right. Sell five puts and buy seven. So that's a black swan hedge.
But so let's look at this.
It's a black swan hedge. And it's so hard for me to untrain my brain to think about it that way.
Oh, okay, it's going to be so far down.
You're paying only $75 for this.
Very little. But where would it kick in? Where the hell is it? 4,100.
Keep going. This is a black swan event. And it's very specific to kick in there. So here.
Okay, so here's where the position is. This is where I was selling five.
Yeah, selling five.
And buying seven.
And then you need all those spreads to continue down. This is a hedge against a black swan event.
It doesn't
get
kick in.
Well, the other thing too, Jenny, hold on 1 second. It won't kick in until
you're super far.
You have five embedded spreads in there. So it's going to go times each of those. But what I'm saying is when he had the 5-to-7 delta, what delta was it?
3-5-3 delta.
Maybe he was meaning like the whole thing would have a 3-to-5 delta. This only had a 1.
And maybe he was meaning, like if I wanted a hedge against a black swan event,
I'm doing a big, fat, wide butterfly if I'm paying for it. I am.
But that's not. Like, black swan could go blow right through that butterfly.
So would you consider a 2-standard deviation of black swan event? And in my mind, I think black swan events, and we've seen this in the past. Let's talk about COVID. Or even, yeah. You know, 2008 was a little bit different. But COVID, it bounced right back up. So if you're 130 right. days out, your black swan event, you're not going to get paid on any of these until later in the cycle.
When you think of people who would have big positions, and you had this discussion with TP of like hedge is a four-letter word.
He's like, cut your position back instead of put something on.
Cut your position back. And yes. I have had positions where I bought puts just in case. Like I bought puts against a position
100%.
Just in case. And when you get into this, market's falling.
You're not selling your hedge out.
You don't sell your hedge out.
No.
You're like, thank God I have it. And then the market bounces back up and then it's worth nothing. So I've been in that position where I have that hedge, market's crashing, never sold the hedge out because you're like, what am I supposed to do with this now? And then it's I don't know.
So I do think kind of along the discussions that we've been having on the road, especially with like meeting with Anton and Dr. Jim and all these people about the zero DTEs, that's how you hedge against a black swan event that day, because that's when you get paid. So if this were to happen, I mean, you're so far down with what you had.
But what do you mean? Like, give me an example.
But if you, like this exact position you had on, if you had this on and you only had it in zero, it'd be much closer, but zero DTEs and you get the down move, then you're getting paid because it's gotta be, putting this on 113 days out is like pinpointing strikes. Or if that kicked in, what you pulled up, I'm not going to lie to you. We're worried about shelter in 31 days.
Because
it was, your break even was so far down.
I'm just going to see here. Sell 5 by 7.
Yeah. But you're in like a real
heavy delta. Well, I just went to short term.
You're in a real heavy delta.
Because you don't want to pay for it. That's just it. You know, in the words of TFM, Tony from Mexico, like...
Death before debit.
Yeah, death before debit. Death before debit.
But he was the 3 delta, 5 delta, remember? You're still in like 12 and 11.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? If you get all the way down there, you're not paying much for it. But he's paying for this. We're not, Tony from Mexico does something completely different than this. Yeah. He does my way, where you're selling more than you're buying. Tony from Mexico, death before debit, is selling, not buying. This, on the punished pixels, is buying, not selling. When you flip it, that's why my brain couldn't work that way. I buy less than I sell. That's my hedge. That's how you get death
before
debit.
But if for a black swan event, that's gonna get hurt.
It won't, because they're both two versions of the same trade. In a black swan event, TFM does what he does, where his are so wide that it is still wide enough to capture the black swan event.
But if it goes beyond that, you've got the extra naked option.
Correct.
And in the down days, those were not winning trades, they were losing trades.
Incorrect.
Last Friday, those were losing, not winning.
Those would be losing, not winning. Now, he claims that even if you get the down move, you're taking them off for a small profit because they're wide enough where your first defense, and to his point, your first defense is a long, not a short. In this one, your first defense is a short, not a long. So if it's a near shorter term one and your first defense is a long put, that will be making money.
And
if it's wide enough away, so your long put kicks in, and this one's so far away, it's still making a little bit of money. That's his big thing.
And if Pixels is shifting it where he's like buying 7 and then selling 5, then you're paying for it. And then you're just throwing money away like month after month. And I know he says far out, but you're paying for it.
Yeah, you're paying for it.
I don't know.
I like these discussions. Punished Pixels, I like that you're throwing this to us. It took a second for me to wrap my brain.
I'm not even sure how he's setting it up. If he's buying the higher delta and selling the lower delta.
Right.
And he's really paying for it.
Because it was fascinating with Tony when we did the studies with it, because he was talking about those big wide spreads where he's buying 1, selling 2. I'm using that ratio, but sometimes he's buying 1, selling 4, you know. But he's like, and he looks at me and he goes, what is in defense? And if it's super wide and you're taking in a very small credit, your first defense is a long put, which does make money if the stock goes down. He takes it off.
I just want to see how expensive this is. If I went to the, I just made it. So here, what are you paying for this?
$41.
$2,000. Cut it in half because it's yes. So you're paying $2,000. So if you think like you want to pay $2,000, this is 127 days.
If I want to pay $2,000, well, yeah, you start there. I was going to say, otherwise you can just buy the $41.50.
Right.
And you're actually only paying $1,000.
Right. Yeah. Because this is only giving you 2 extra longs. Mm-hmm. It's only giving you 2 extra longs if you're going to pay $2,000.
And you can pay $1,000 for the $41.50.
Yeah. Or if you want to pay $2,000, just go way up and pay.
Yeah.
Right. No, so you're going to pay $2,000 here.
And Punished Pixels, I like the thought process. I like going through this. But there is no, you can't buy the insurance when the house is on fire. There is no perfect hedge. We've been doing this for so long. And so if there were a perfect hedge, Tom and Tony and all the research team would have figured it out already. And there is no gaming of the system.
Which is why we say risk is managed to order entry.
Correct.
When you place your trade, be comfortable with your risk in that trade.
Yeah.
Now, what happens when you get a much larger account and you feel like you have a much greater risk?
I still like what Tony does because you're putting your hedges in place, but they all have risk to the same side.
They're a hedge, but But they have risk on the downside.
But they're so wide.
I still think those can come back to bite you.
They haven't yet.
But they can.
If you get a significant
downside.
A move like COVID, they would have.
Yeah.
But he also doesn't have them in zero DTEs. He's got them in like your closest to 45 days.
Yeah, but when, you know, going from 400 to 300 to 200, 400 to 250, that you would be getting killed on those.
You'd be getting killed on those, 100%. 100%.
So,
and quickly.
It's not easy. It's not easy to come up with an easy hedge.
No.
Where you're giving up your, it's real easy to, like, if you have long stock, do a collar, sell a call, buy a put, but then you're never reducing basis. Then you're always just on the.
You're just hoping it goes up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all it does. All right, Jenny, it is 10:31. Let's take a very quick break. And when we come back, we'll be popping back into Twitter. We've got a lot of earnings.
All right. Stay tuned, everyone.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered